Look what I found on the hill.
My guess is it's an animal bone, and there just happened to be...
Some other animal shot it.
Yeah. Hi, Mom. I was thinking about coming down.
I just need a break.
Why isn't Daddy?
Sometimes mommies want daddies to pitch in, and if you don't, mommy comes after you and goes, rawr.
Well, let's keep digging.
We're going to just sort of hang here.
I'm in.
If you don't want to dig, how about some hookers?
No, it's a sort of illogical jump you just made.
Okay, here's the deal. In Joe Swanberg's Digging for Fire, he examines the challenges that come with long-term relationships and parenting. The story follows a married couple who are going through a rough patch. While house-sitting, the wife takes a weekend to visit her parents while the husband spends his time with his buddies. Over the course of the weekend, each partner faces temptation with potential infidelity, which is underscored and symbolized by the husband digging in the yard for what he suspects is a dead body. Like Swanberg's other mumblecore movies, the improvised dialogue can sound overdone and forced, though it's not as pervasive as previous films. The performances are good, and the real meat of the story and the acting doesn't kick in until the couple goes their separate ways. Anyone in a long-term relationship or struggling with the challenges of being a first-time parent of a young child will be able to relate to what happens in the film. There's a nice use of metaphor with digging for the body and flirting with infidelity. Sure, it gets heavy-handed in this respect, but it's still a nice touch. Digging for Fire gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.